Okay, and if it's not badly infected, then it probably won't what much more?
Oh, swell anymore.
Okay, and if you have a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is, what do you call that?
Oh, I die.
Oh, there's a water blister.
Uh-huh.
That stuff in there.
Yeah, water blister.
Okay.
Water blister.
And in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a what?
Shot in the arm.
Okay. Or if somebody gets stabbed, you go have a doctor look at
the wound.
How's that?
The wound.
Okay. And now here's another one that I didn't know about. If you have a wound that the flesh kind of grows in around it and doesn't heal well, it has a white sort of granular substance around it, and evidently it won't heal until that's cut out or burned out. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Infection and all.
Okay. But do you have a word for that flesh in there that you cut out?
Well, you had to go ahead and open it up and get that out.
What do you call that flesh? So was there a word that meant just that flesh in there when it was hard and white and granular?
It cured up too fast. And that's why they're playing out on the inside. Infection.
Infection.
Okay. It was called some kind of flesh.
Must be in
Did you ever hear anything called proud flesh?
Proud flesh.
What was that now?
Proud flesh. It didn't get all of it out there. And that's how come at infection again.
Okay. And if you just get a little cut on your finger, you put some medicine on it.
Yeah, well, some was put iodine, some was put alcohol, some put curicone.
Okay, and I think it's on the tape, but I'm not sure whether it was in your voice. I think it was on Bobby Joe's voice. What is the medicine that they give for malaria or for fever? A long time ago, they used to give, he was talking about, I think, mixing it with powder.
Cold. It's like we used to have cold.
It was a bitter stuff.
Bitter weeds.
Yeah.
Used to make a tea out of it and boil it at night and make you drink it and go to bed.
One that was quinine.
Yeah, used to put some quinine in it too.
Okay.
Cold and yellow. Bitter weed.
Bitterweed was not the quinine, that was something else.
No,
you went out there and crossed the road or either field and got hit.
Okay.
Or it had some yellow looking blossom on it.
Okay.
But you go ahead and get it and bring it in the house and boil it, and it's bitter as any quinine you ever see. You strain it, you know, and drink it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think we've got this already. If a man got shot and didn't recover, you say that he...
See what we put there, he wounded.
Okay, but if he couldn't keep on living, why then he...
He passed out.
Okay. And any other ways that you might say that he passed... what did you say he passed?
Passed away. Or you say he died.
Okay. Any other ways that you try to say to maybe make that sound not quite as bad? I guess it's not a very good way to keep it from sounding pretty serious.
All I see, past all I know.
Okay, what about if it was somebody that maybe nobody in the neighborhood thought a thing of? He was just a terrible person. Somebody might say, well, I don't care if that old skin scent finally...
drip away or either die.
Okay. what about if you're... What prep? What little?